Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on your TV on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 20th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Jason Bishop.
Fellas, what's up?
And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello. Hello.
Cakes looks like he's about to weather a storm, like a really cold storm with the beanie. He's got the jacket or the hoodie all the way up to the neck.
No. Here's a storm I'm weathering. It's called getting like 2 hours of sleep. Uh-oh. That's a storm that I'm
what
weathering.
What happened?
Here's exactly what happened. I started a poker tournament at 9 p.m. last night.
Uh-oh.
Well, that means a good thing, because you probably went on a run then.
No, not really. It means I finished third, which basically means...
Top two got paid?
No, everybody got paid, but I think I either broke even or won like a paltry $5 or $10.
Oh, my God.
Because the entry fee was $20. And right. I want to run through a plate glass window. Right
so
now.
So what time did
and
you
just
actually
end it all?
Sign off in the poker game?
I think it was done around 11:20, but that just puts me on just life tilt.
Well, we still should have had, you know, 6 hours
a
of
good
sleep.
5 hours, yeah, at least.
No,
five and a half.
Nothing about it was
good.
You
had to have the two beers.
It was fitful.
Oh, yeah, then you had to have your two beers?
No. I had them during the course of the evening.
Right.
But it was a terrible life decision, and I won't be making it again anytime soon.
Were you loaded up on – see, it usually doesn't affect you, but were you loaded up on caffeine?
I think just the normal, basically drink almost an entire pot of coffee during the show. But
because
that was earlier.
20 is not that outside your norm. Aren't you usually kind of like a 10,
kind of outside.
Guy?
I'm more of like a 9:30 to 10, 10, 15 is pushing the limit type of guy.
Really?
Surprised that there was a tournament on a Tuesday night.
Well, I'm in a club with a bunch of degenerates that love to see frops.
Was this Poker Stars?
This is on Poker Stars, yes.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. My man White Jerome, big-time P1 listener, that puts it all together.
Why are they starting these so late? Why are these tournaments at 9 o'clock?
I don't know, but I'm going to pull a diva move and tell my man White Jerome that 9
p.m. No more.
They can run them at 9 p.m. all they want, but I can't jump in at 9 p.m. 8 p.m. works.
Well, how many guys were in the tournament?
I think it was 14.
There was only 14? But like you say, it only took a couple hours. What I'm fascinated by is, okay, so you're done 11:30, which, by the way, is my new normal. I go to bed around 11:30 now.
Yeah.
Just nap after the show. Not saying it's healthy or smart, but when you get up to your room, I want to know, how does that translate into only 2 hours? Like, what are you doing? Are you laying there and staring at the ceiling? You go downstairs and try to whistle? Like,
no,
what are you
there's
doing?
No whistling. I got up. I took a Benadryl.
Yeah.
I actually took one and a half Benadryls. It didn't really help.
Yeah.
I was just tossing and turning.
Well, think about it. Cakes hasn't had that poker rush, that gambling rush in a long time. So he's got that adrenaline from playing cards.
That's a good point.
And he can't really fall asleep right away.
He really cares that much about the 14-player, $20?
No, I just think I went on life tilt because I went to bed an hour plus later than I usually do, and I think he just threw me off.
It was just one of those nights that he just couldn't fall asleep.
Combine that adrenaline with the anxiety of staying up later than he normally does, since Cakes is in a box.
A deadly cocktail.
But don't you realize, I've been making catastrophically bad decisions in terms of bed during this pandemic. But then I just know there's nowhere to go. I just go lay down right on this couch right over here. Uh-huh. Right after, I turn all the lights off.
Trust me, I know that Napville, USA, population cakes is happening at 10 a.m. I understand that.
Yeah, you're fine. You'll be fine.
But right now I don't feel that fine.
Did you have your coffee
and I'm sure I don't look that fine.
You look fine to me.
You look puffy. You look just as terrible as always.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine starting a poker tournament at 9 o'clock. You'd have to pay me big.
Well, you're setting
much more than 20
fail.
Bucks.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it physically. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I mean, they should. If they want a superstar of your caliber, they need to start at 7 p.m.
I'm just gonna. I will text my man White Jerome later and just say 9 p.m. is too late. What kind of weekend is fine?
A lot of pub. He's getting a lot of attention dollars right now.
He is. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still mystified that there's a white dude whose real name is Jerome. That's why I call him White Jerome. But apparently there is, and there are. Super nice guy.
And it wasn't Ty Jerome. It wasn't Ty Jerome.
It was not Ty Jerome, no.
We've done this a million times. There are certain names
that,
like, you know, sort of the brothers have the market cornered on.
Sure.
Maybe white guys have, I don't know, like, well, I guess Lance. I always think of a white guy.
Well, like, here's one, like Damar. You're not going to meet a white guy named Damar.
Probably
like,
not.
Damar Johnson was featured in the PG County Hoops documentary.
Yeah. I mean, there's no white Damars in the world.
Find me a white Damar.
There's no white Anfernees.
I challenge you.
Yeah.
There's very few black Anfernees, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there aren't that many of those.
Way more brother Anfernees than there are white ones.
I feel like we grew up with a kid, and we used to always bring up his name. Was it Ty? There was the white Ty.
He wasn't Tyrone?
No. Yeah, but I can't remember. We've done this bit before, but yeah, it is funny. I think white guys have the market cornered on John Paul.
You're probably right.
Right?
Yeah, I would guess so.
Yeah, because there are brother Erics, there are brother Jasons, and there are certainly brother Johns.
Yes.
There's not really many John Pauls, period.
John Pauls, no.
That's
Popes,
actually one name.
Yeah, Popes and JP. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, Cakes, yeah, you just tell your boys that 9 o'clock is just not happening unless it's a weekend night.
I'm gonna crack my wave soda, get a little caffeine jolt.
Yeah, you should.
There's hardly any caffeine in there, is there?
It's natural caffeine.
Yeah. It has caffeine. It's like natural. as much as a regular soda.
Yeah.
Says it right on the can, Ricky.
I'm sorry, early. There's hardly any sugar, right?
Here you go.
Not a lot of sugar.
2 to 6 grams of sugar.
I have to tell you, I'm wearing, if you go to NBC Sports Washington, I'm wearing the wave soda hoodie.
Yeah.
There's just something about it.
It's very comfortable.
It's very comfortable, and I just like the look of the logo.
Mm-hmm.
The logo's good.
I think it might be my favorite sweatshirt right now.
There you go. Look at that.
You know, in fact, when I grabbed it.
Your favorite EP sponsor.
And my favorite EP sponsor. When I grabbed it this morning, I was a little bit nervous. I was like, these guys like this sweatshirt too. They could be. We could be like 4 for 4 all wearing it at the same time.
I was doing a no-no. Got to have the label out.
Yeah, get the label out there. Get the sponsors.
Marketing 101, Ricky.
Well, in an era like it is right now, get those sponsors out there.
Got it. Super serve the sponsors, EB.
In fact,
I
had to change my name from EB Offenbacher to EB last night for my Time and Rube podcast.
You did.
Right.
So let me go rename. I feel like I need to give Metro Men's Health some love. So let me go EB Metro Men's Health.
I'll
right
follow
now.
Your lead.
While you do that, we should mention on the show today, a couple of great guests on the show today.
Yeah.
Ira Kaufman's going to join us. You know, there's news about Tom Brady working out with some teammates down in Florida. Ira Kaufman is
Ira
Pro
Kaufman.
Football Hall of Fame rep, columnist for JoeBucksFan.com. So we'll find out what's going on with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers during this offseason time. Also, Mike Rizzo is going to join us. He'll join us at 9.
Rizzo.
I saw a column, interesting, where Rizzo was talking about Jerry Krause, who was, of course, featured a lot in The Last Dance, the general manager and architect of the Chicago Bulls, and how Rizzo related to Jerry Krause. So Rizzo will join us at 9 o'clock, and we can talk also about where baseball is at this point with their proposal and the likelihood of having a season. Also at 9:20, Eric Love is going to join us. He's a guy who is the leader of the Please Pardon Joe Exotic tour bus, which apparently arrived in D.C. last night. So he's a private investigator.
I can't take him seriously. The movement is so silly. Do they really think that the administration is going to do this? Like, what's the idea behind it?
I don't know. They're just trying to drum up pub.
I'm surprised you didn't meet the bus in D.C.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't even like the documentary that much.
Certainly not going to drive down to D.C.
No. A bunch of weirdos. I'm not sure I've ever seen...
You'd be more likely to visit the bang bus.
Get in trouble for that. But
yeah, you stay away.
That's maybe the biggest collection of weirdos in any doc I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. King. I mean, I watched it, but man,
I thought that carnival barkers were on the lowest socioeconomic rung until I watched Tiger King.
I didn't even know that world existed.
Well, for someone who didn't like the doc that much, you talked a lot about it.
Me?
That is true.
Are you kidding me? You talked about it for three straight weeks.
That might be the best point you've ever made.
Well, that's fine. That was because it was the biggest doc in the country and everyone was sitting at home watching it.
I know. Just the perception was that you did kind of like it.
Go back to the tape. I told you that it went four episodes too long.
Didn't you change your name based off the title of the documentary, Fire King?
Because Fire King is a playoff of Tiger King because it was the largest thing in our culture. But I didn't think it was that great.
Weren't you guys
a freaking weirdo.
Weren't you doing EP stories like on Monday about Tiger King?
Because that's all there was.
Still is.
They're not even doing new shows.
I hope there's one today.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I think that guy's a freaking weirdo. I can barely look at him, Tiger King. What a weirdo.
Tiger King.
Yeah.
Well, I only watched one episode and maybe 15 minutes of another episode, and to me, it just wasn't something that was interesting for me.
I watched zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Well, I watched the whole thing, but I told you, you go to the tape, it was probably four episodes too long.
You watched those four episodes.
Well, it was a cultural phenomenon.
I watched them all, too. Yeah. I thought it was pretty riveting.
You act like I'm the only one. It was the most popular show on Netflix for several weeks.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, I think this guest should be pretty good at 9:20. He's a big loudmouth guy.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting he's going to be a bad guest. I just don't understand what they're like. They can't possibly think that Trump is going to pardon this dude or any president.
Crazier things have happened.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I would think. I mean, there's a lot of people think he was set up.
Yeah, I guess. It's so bizarre. Where are they getting the financing from for the boat?
You're going to ask them that.
For the tour bus. Well, you're going to ask them.
No.
Here's the guy. Like,
I might take that segment off.
If you want to accuse me of being excited about a show or something, it's obviously been Naked and Afraid. That's right. My show, and I'm having the guy on tomorrow. We are. I'm sure you guys will ask zero questions. And I'm excited. I've done all my due diligence, started watching the new episode yesterday. And, you know, for everybody that thinks the show's fake, you know, I can't wait to ask him some of these questions. You know, is it fake when you eat the termites? Of course it's not. They're starving. They're eating termites.
That's just gross.
It's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
That's nasty.
They're lapping it up like it's like cherries on a sundae or something. I mean,
they're clearly desperate.
Anything interesting happened yesterday in your lives? Because nothing happened in my life that was interesting.
Anything interesting? Nothing interesting happened.
I did a virtual doctor's appointment last night because I'm having some pain in my left side, like in my rib cage, and I'm having some other areas that are very sensitive, and I called my ortho, and he said, you might have shingles.
Ooh.
Now, shingles can also...
I've had shingles.
You can also get shingles without the rash. So I don't have a rash, but the doc says I probably have shingles, and it's called something else.
How'd you get it?
No idea. It's called something else, but it doesn't show.
Are you under undue stress or something? Maybe it was the stress from the... colonoscopy wearing you out.
Yeah, you worry yourself.
Staying up
shingles.
All late, you're worried.
Possibly.
That could be it, dude. Because you didn't sleep for a couple days, right?
Yeah, but I was having the pain kind of before that.
Do you have any pain across your chest? Because the telltale shingles rash is across your chest.
Yeah, it's kind of lower. It's below the rib cage and then to the back.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, the doc couldn't see me. This is just based off of a video call.
Right.
So, you know, they prescribed some medication, went over and picked it up, started it last night. So hopefully that hopefully that's what it is.
It seems like it.
Are you falling apart over there?
Yeah, it's been a bad month.
He's recovered from his, what was it, the cold shoulder, or what did you have?
Frozen shoulder. Oh, dude, that was 2 years ago. That was
brutal. I Googled and was like a chick injury.
It is. It's a chick injury. But I'll tell you what, I don't care if a chick gets it or a guy gets it, it's brutal.
Right.
But
do you still have a 55-gallon drum of the Tramadol? Or the
no, I'm running out.
Propofol or whatever you're taking.
Oh, I don't have the propofol. No. Yeah. If anybody wants to give me that, I'll take it.
But the answer to your question, Jason, is no. There was nothing exciting in my world.
Yeah,
the same stuff every day.
I had an exciting adventure. I got tired of my family bitching about lack of food, even though I just had a $400 Instacart thing delivered like 2 days ago, that I just grabbed my freaking, what do you call those things?
Mask?
Not the mask. It's a, you know what the gangs wear?
A bandana?
I would grab my bandana. That's kind of what I'm wearing. It probably does nothing. But I put the bandana on and I said, F it! I'll just go to the grocery. And I bought a bunch of more crap because I get tired of hearing everybody bitching about no food and we just had food delivered. But it might have been the smartest thing I ever did because when you go online, they limit like how much chicken you can get. And I just went in there and I got three huge things of chicken. I got two huge things of ground turkey. I got some big old thing of salmon.
But to answer Jason's question, the most exciting thing you did is you went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, I've upped my grocery store game. I was going once a week. I'm going two or three times now because it's right down. You know, if we need something, it's right down the street. Can walk to it if I want to, and I'll just go like. We got little cupcakes yesterday for Isabella. Like, it's just, you know, you just pop over there real quick.
Yeah, it's something to do. Kill some time.
Yeah. Well, the time killing is the waiting in line. Because you can get all your shopping done. There are not that many people in there. But they've only got a couple registers open, at least at my Safeway. And you just, you know, you're probably going to be in line for 20 minutes, which is tilting.
Yeah.
All right. As I mentioned, we've got three guests on the show. Ira Kaufman to give us the latest on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFL offseason. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo at 9, the GM and president of baseball ops of the Nationals at 9. And then we've got the Joe Exotic guy, Eric Love, will join us at 9:20 from the Please Pardon Joe Exotic tour bus, all right here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. As I mentioned earlier, Mike Rizzo is going to join us, the GM of the Washington Nationals, and I wanted to get his take on The Last Dance and Jerry Krause, but we can also ask him about what the Nationals are going to do, where they're going to have a virtual ring ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I saw that. I think it's Sunday that it's being planned.
What about some other guys?
I don't know.
I know we're not involved with them, but There were some rumblings. I know what you sizing that was going on.
Some sizing. We might have to wait a year.
I hope those things don't.
But
end
that just
up
tells me that Rizzo knows, and that's they're not going to have any fans for any of their games this year,
right?
Or limited.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Not a good sign.
They'll have viewers. People can check out the ring ceremony online, but they're not going to have screaming fans.
Crazy. You know, I don't understand how they can't have limited fans. If you go to the beach. You know, if you can go to parks and we're encouraging people to be outside, why can't you have limited
fans? I know all of these states are starting to reopen. I think every state, all 50 states are reopening at some level today.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I think we're making these premature decisions. The one thing that is good...
These leagues are all scared.
Yeah, everyone's running scared. The good thing that it, that and I see somebody did put it on the outline, is that, you know, college football and a lot of these universities like Notre Dame, they're deciding... I saw JPNYU, I'm sure you saw that. Mm-hmm. Is they're going to open maybe a little earlier, get kids out of there maybe a little earlier, so the height of flu season... maybe kids can be home, kind of limit some things. I think that's brilliant. It's a great compromise. I know my kid, I'm sure your guys' kids too, would be thrilled to go to college early.
Oh, yeah,
know?
It makes all the sense in the world. Get them yeah. back early. They've Get been on a early. Long extended break as it is. They don't yep. need to wait until you know late August, early September.
Yep.
Get them back early August, or, you know, mid-August at the latest. Get this ball rolling.
I don't yeah. know the ins and outs of it, and I don't know – whether it's just almost an ambitious goal, particularly for New York City. But my daughter said she believes they announced it because they pushed up the deferral date and they want to limit deferrals.
Mm. Mm. Could be. It could be. You know, they want people yeah, to not bail, and they want to get people to you know, put their money down.
Yeah, they want that cash.
Get
right?
that money.
Cash. Yep. But I think it's a great idea. I don't see why they can't do it. So let's hope that continues. I think that's a great sign.
Yeah.
More positive.
Yeah, so you've got students back in campus, then more likely to have college football.
Yeah. Yeah, everything.
100%, yeah.
Everything. I want the girls to have their volleyball season.
Now, the
I
question is
basketball.
I mean, these are some of the schools that are opening up early, but what is, are there going to be schools that completely cancel everything?
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
And that's going to have a huge effect on
I'm
those
sure
conferences,
there will be.
On those kids.
Yeah. But hopefully these big ones kind of set the tone, just like they did when they started canceling. You know, hopefully this kind of sets the tone the other way.
Yeah, and then when it comes to actual schools, I saw an economist or some sort of expert say he believes, you know, some of the smaller schools that mm-hmm. don't have these huge endowments, they may not be able to come back at all, and basically the bigger schools will gobble up
right.
those students who yeah. will lose their school.
Yeah, let's hope that's more reason to just get back out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, when you talk
the crazy
about,
thing is,
you talk about schools completely shutting it down. That can't happen.
Yeah, I don't
they
think they
can't.
I don't think they've made a decision when it comes to elementary school students and high school students. I saw a report yesterday that they're considering. I think it's in D.C. and I think they may be doing it in Fairfax County in Virginia. You could speak on this, Jason. You're the Virginia guy here, but they're basically considering these kind of like rolling. Days and times, and in Fairfax County, they showed what a classroom, I think the classrooms are only going to have 12 people per classroom. The desks are really spread out, mm-hmm. and so a kid might go to school, the actual school, one day a week.
Yeah,
and so they're online 4 days a week.
I think it's ridiculous. But yeah, that rumor's out there. They may go every other week, every other day. They may go even to Saturday and spread it out even through 6 days. I've heard that, but I don't think any decision. Fairfax is in a lot worse situation than Loudoun. If you look at Loudoun's numbers, COVID cases, they're literally minuscule. I mean, they're just so small mm-hmm. compared to Fairfax. And, you know, Alexandria and Arlington closer to the city. But we're kind of getting lumped in with the Northern Virginia numbers. So believe me, all the parents are worried about it. We don't want to have our kids taking classes from home. And we certainly don't want fall sports affected. And that's also another possibility. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, they just got to chill out. It's only May. This thing mm-hmm. is subsiding. I think we're going to be in a much better spot.
See, that's the thing. The positive side of it, I mean, believe me, that's a very small side, says let's just see where we are in July. Because mm-hmm. right now we're at a certain number. Right now we're better than we were in March, certainly. Right? Everyone is. And then let's see where we are in July as compared to May. Hopefully, right. we'll be in a better situation. And then these schools can feel more comfortable about opening up on time.
And we know a lot more about this virus and who it targets.
Correct.
And the fatality rate and everything. So
I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So
I saw that a big poker room in Jacksonville is opening Friday. Best really? Bet Jacksonville.
Now,
throwing
they,
their doors open.
Are they doing the bit where they have the plexiglass everywhere? Or
I don't know
just...
about that, but you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And I think they're playing six-handed max to
right.
start.
Spread
that's Friday.
Out.
That's in 2 days.
Right.
Hey, so, Cakes, you're driving to Jacksonville?
I won't be driving to Jacksonville, no, but that, it's encouraging news.
Yeah.
It means good. Hopefully MGM National Harbor's not that far behind.
I actually don't know. I've lost track of the calendar and days, yeah. But do we have a three-day weekend coming up?
Oh, I don't know.
Why? Because
no
it's
idea.
Memorial Day Drabby? Or something? What is it?
Yeah, you guys are off on Monday. Memorial
I mean,
Day.
It's a two-day weekend because we work on Saturday.
Right, it's really two.
Jason
right.
was already mad texting me yesterday about guests he wants to book for Saturday show. I'm like, check in with me today. Like a Tuesday check-in for a Saturday show.
Let me guess. Well, Mike Rizzo. Mike well, Rizzo is going to
oh,
be on the show.
100%. And maybe Ira Kaufman. But, well, you just can't wait until Friday to try and, you know, fill some of these segments
well,
up.
Well, Jason,
Jason just starts texting me, I know. Hey, I'm going to book these guys on the show. I've never heard of them. I think they're guys he plays golf with.
No,
it's fine. I'm like, go ahead, knock yourself out.
I don't play golf with Mike Glennon.
No, I thought it was Mike Glennon's buddy.
No, it's not his buddy. It's his cousin who does a radio show in Virginia Beach. But I've never played golf with a guy. Well, you just Jason, make stuff up.
How would I said I was guessing. I don't know. I've never heard of those people.
How would you have handled our show that we did? I can't remember what day, if it was Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did Saturday. And we had no guests, no phone calls.
Because well, what'd you talk about? Just, let me guess, COVID.
Well, not necessarily. No, I don't think so. I don't know. We just talked about maybe fires. And I mean, just whatever came to mind.
Yeah.
We just killed 3 hours. Not one phone call. Not one guest.
Well, here's part of what I'll be talking about on whatever time slot I'm on with whoever else I'm appearing with.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's podcast deal.
Yeah.
I'll be talking about that.
That's amazing.
It's a good thing for people who may eventually be in the podcast game.
Well, you know, he's been doing it for a long time.
Oh,
he's
I know.
The largest one, arguably, in the world.
Sure.
And apparently, in a smart move by him, had been holding out and not giving his content to Spotify.
Right.
And so it's announced yesterday that he's actually going to abandon YouTube. Now, I don't know if YouTube was actually paying him on the side, too, if he was just getting ad revenue from them.
Mm-hmm.
But he signed what appears to be a $100 million deal with Spotify. They'll get all of his back catalog. It will also include the video portion of his podcast. And that's just unbelievable. It's just... The podcast game is blowing up. I mean, Barstool was based on their podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the Caller Daddy girls. I can't believe how much attention that contract dispute is getting.
So many attention dollars.
It
so,
is
so many.
And I actually can't even believe the backstabbing that's going on. Two former best friends.
I know. It's
now,
wild.
They're enemies.
Right. It's me and Skippy.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's way worse than you and Skippy. You and Skippy are it's just kind of comical. These two chicks, and you know, they're throwing away. The one girl looks like she's throwing away. They offered her $1 million guaranteed.
I mean, that's craziness. She's
20.
She's
podcast
like
once a week. Talk about
45 minutes a week.
Talk about hog smokes.
I mean, it's the 45
minutes a week
thing ever.
Weren't even a daily.
No,
not even
no.
a daily. Ricky,
once a week.
It's
it was
the
a
most,
once a week podcast.
JP, it's the most preposterous thing that I've heard of. In a decade.
And they were going to get a bunch, a higher percentage of their merch. They were going to own, you know, because originally, you know, Barstool currently owns the Caller Daddy brand. So in theory, they could just hire two other bimbos.
Of course they could.
And you know, just replace them and talk about hog smokes.
I told EB off the air yesterday, it's the second biggest story in the world in 2020.
Yeah, the Caller
to
Daddy.
To me, it is.
So they don't even have to blog or go into the office or anything. They basically hit the play button or the record button on their device, record a 45-minute show once a week, and get paid $1 million.
Yeah, and the one girl
and
turned it down.
And probably $2 million based off of bonuses and merch stuff.
And the one girl's balking. The one girl's butt-sized to do it. The other girl's balking, saying, you're finished, not doing it.
So Sophia's the lurch of the group. She doesn't want to do it.
Meanwhile, we were the
unbelievable.
We're the most downloaded by far, you know, in terms of podcasts in Entercom of like 250 stations, nationwide shows, and we have the most podcasts, and we haven't made one penny on
it. You know what we should do? We should get that information to our agent or another agent as soon as possible.
Right, another agent.
Like 5 minutes ago, okay? The Joe Rogan thing's a game changer.
Empty threats.
Is it a game changer, Cake?
Game changer!
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I've got a couple buddies. I've checked out like a segment or two over the history, but I'm not a Joe Rogan guy, but I've got a couple buddies who swear by him. That's how I ended up going to the Brendan Schaub show at the DC Improv.
Sure.
Because Schaub is one of Joe Rogan's guys, and he's done his own thing, and went to see him, his hack comedy bit.
Oh, you didn't like it? My kid loves Schaub.
I've been to probably, 15 shows at the DC Improv over the years.
Yeah.
He's 15th.
Is he? Hmm. It was just terrible. I mean, was it uncomfortable to watch and listen to?
No. I mean, I think every time I've ever been to the DC Improv, and I'm sure you guys would say the same thing, you have a good time. I was out with a couple other couples. You have your drinks. But in terms of being a comedian, I just felt like he was making stuff up and just it was hack.
Well, that's what they do. But did he have a presence? Like, you usually when you go there, you'll see the first
fake
comic.
To me. Look, he's newer to it than most. So
exactly. But you'll see it, and the first comic that comes on is usually kind of okay. Then the middle guy or woman is usually pretty good, and you go, wow, this guy's really good. I don't even know how the headliner is going to be better. And then the headliner just takes it to another level.
Yeah, no,
like,
I thought
wow,
that the second guy. I thought the second guy was better than the headliner in that case.
Yeah, that's usually not a good sign.
And there's a lot of people a lot of people like him. Obviously, he had a Showtime special, I believe. But there's a big contingent of people that believe he's a big phony and don't like Brendan Schaub.
I don't know that guy. I don't care about that guy. Here's what I care about.
Well, the point is, Joe he's Rogan's become super money. Popular simply here's because he's a Joe Rogan guy.
But here's what I also realize, that we're going to miss the boat. Just like we missed the boat on really big radio money by a few years, we're going to miss the boat on the really big podcast money. Yeah. By a few years, too.
Well,
I'm resigned to that.
Even though we have, it's a documented fact, we have the largest, most downloaded show on Entercom. No one in the company has more downloads than we do.
By like a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, but it's still only regional.
Right.
And
I
so
understand.
We don't have that reach.
I'm not equating us to Joe Rogan's popularity.
No, I understand. But I mean, just trying to translate into 100 million, the math doesn't work. But I'm sure it's more than what they're giving us now.
Lop off a zero. Right. I'm chopping that. Lop the zero off. We can chop that number.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm happy butt size.
One of the issues is that when he was posting his videos to YouTube, a lot of his viewers got frustrated or Rogan did, because they were apparently censoring some of his content. They were cutting stuff out. So I think they had, they were butting heads over the last few years.
Yeah, YouTube's like NBC Sports Washington.
Right. So when they bring them to, it will be free on Spotify, but if it's exclusively on Spotify, they're going to bring all those people there and then hopefully turning them into $10 a month subscribers. So,
Sure they're going to run ads too.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
and that's one of the things.
Ads.
Well, Rogan will do 5-6 minutes of ads at the beginning of his show.
He'll just
read them. Yeah. So I read that they're going to put some technology in there where you can't skip those ads.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. They want to monetize that as much as they can.
I mean, if you're an advertiser, you don't. I always laugh when I listen to a podcast or something and I could skip over the ads. I'm like, what a joke.
You wonder why they're paying for anything.
Yeah, you guys are getting ripped off.
Your podcast does that.
Yeah. I mean, they should have that technology. You know, look, none of us like to hear ads, but those are the people that are supporting these things.
Right. Some they make you watch 5 seconds of it.
Pretty good pitchman.
Cakes, the podcasting is your number two story of 2020?
No, the call her daddy thing is
the
second biggest story of...
That's
second biggest story for me of 2020.
Got you.
Yeah, that a girl...
It's not even close.
Two girls, I guess.
Give me another story that's close.
They turned down $1 million each to do 45 minutes a week from their apartment.
I defy you to find me a better.
I think even I would do that.
Second biggest story.
Even Lurch.
I would do that.
They make you guys, your work ethic look superior to everyone else's. I mean, they're literally.
Hey, why are you joining?
They're literally doing 45 minutes a week for $1 million.
Hey,
it's
an email yesterday jocking our work ethic from the boss. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, we've almost already
Six
done
days
their
a week.
Their whole weekly shift at this point.
I'm already
it's 39.
I'm already getting guests 5 days before our show on Saturday.
Well, imagine your Saturday show and getting paid $1 million for it.
Who works more for less?
Nobody.
Nobody.
It'd be nice.
All right, we got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
No sports going on. Everybody's been talking about this doc. It wrapped up episodes 9 and 10 on Sunday. And Horace Grant, Michael Jordan's former teammate, won three championships with the Bulls before he ultimately was traded to Orlando. He's unloaded on Jordan. First of all, he says it's not a real documentary. Uh-huh.
He's not the only one that thinks that. Yeah.
Here's some of what Horace Grant said about The Last Dance and his former teammate, Michael Jordan.
Why would MJ just point me out? Okay?
Right.
It's only a grudge, man. I'm telling you, it was only a grudge. And I think he proved that during this so-called documentary when if you say something about him, he's going to cut you off. He's going to try to destroy your character. I mean, you know, Charles Barkley, they've been friends for over 20, 30 years, and he said something about Michael's management with the Charlotte Bobcats or the Charlotte Hornets. And then they haven't spoken since then. And my point is that he said I was a snitch, but yet and still after 30 or 35 years, he brings up his rookie year going into one of his teammates' room, his former teammates' room, and seeing coke and weed and women. My point is, why in the hell did he want to bring that up? What's that got to do with anything? I mean, if you want to call somebody a snitch, that's a damn snitch right there.
He's got a good point. He's got a very good point.
Very good point.
And especially because that calls out these guys who, you know, are grandpas now or whatever, and their kids are probably watching, or the grandkids might be watching the documentary like, hey, Dad, did you do coke back in the day?
And well, my response to him would be, yes. Everybody in the NBA was doing coke in, like, the early to mid-'80s.
No, but
the league
right.
was spiraling out of control.
I think he's right in a lot of ways. You know, I think it's very telling when some – that's why I always say it about Aaron Rodgers. Like, if you have problems with your family – or, like, you're Jordan and some of your closest friends, like, all of a sudden, like, you're not even on speaking terms over silly things like, oh, maybe he criticized you in the media about something. Come on.
Grant's,
you're going to throw a 30-year friendship down the drain because of that?
He's absolutely right. It's definitely a grudge. Jordan is a grudge holder. No doubt about that.
Yeah, and he doesn't
want people. He's proven that.
You can't cross MJ. If you cross, it's very, very much like Tiger. If you cross Tiger, you're out.
I can't remember exactly what the point of the story was or what point of the documentary was when he claimed that Horace was the snitch. I mean, I know he said he went to Sam Smith, and Sam Smith had some information or wrote some things in his book.
It was all in the Jordan rules, so
right.
he believes.
But what exactly? What exactly was it? Anyway,
just that he was the source.
But
and that I think mostly it was about Jordan being a bad
teammate.
What if Jordan
got that from Sam Smith?
Right. Well. And Horace Grant brings up a decorated journalist like Sam Smith's going to have more than one source. But Jordan holds the grudge because he wasn't portrayed as this kind teammate by Sam Smith. So that's kind of the first time it came out that Jordan grilled his teammates. And so he pins it all on Horace Grant. I don't agree with Horace Grant, though, when he talks about some of the things that they chose to put in the documentary. You know, they have to edit.
Stuff?
They have to choose things, and they have to set up background. So, like, he's upset that they put in the Scottie Pippen takes himself out of the game because that was during one of the seasons where Jordan was playing baseball.
Right.
Well, it still kind of sets up Jordan's return.
Yeah,
I think that you put that in. Pippen was his teammate throughout. he sat down. I mean, it wasn't like they did 20 minutes on it, but I don't think you skip over that.
And that was also a huge moment. You had to put that in there. I totally agree. Yeah. But yeah. Why didn't they just ask Sam Smith? Say, was Horace Grant your guy? Did he snitch to you?
Well, I think I don't think Horace is saying I never talked to Sam Smith. He's going, why are you singling me out? You know, Sam Smith has more than one source. If you listen to it, that's what he said.
He says lie. He's claiming it's a lie. So that's what that tells me.
Yeah, Grant says that he was a friend of Sam Smith and respected him, but that he wasn't the source for the stuff that was in the Jordan rules.
Inside the locker room stuff. Correct. He would never cross that line.
Right.
I don't know.
Jordan is saying that Grant was the snitch. He was the guy that went to Sam Smith.
Yeah. Well,
But in the end, Jordan should just be focused on, and you know, you guys didn't agree with the portrayal of the documentary that I mentioned yesterday from Yahoo Sports that was from that Marist professor or soccer columnist, whatever it was. But one of the kind of points was, here's Jordan years later, and he should be kind of celebrating the six championships when you look back on it and kind of smiling about it and being jovial, like, yeah, we won six. Look at all we accomplished. Yeah. And he didn't really come off that way in the doc.
I mean, I don't know. I thought he came off.
It kind of depends on how you look at it. Yeah, I mean, there were times where you'd say that, but it seemed like he was pretty happy that he won six championships. I mean, he was certainly happy on the court.
It seemed like he was more focused on the slights than the joys of winning.
Yeah. Well, didn't he say at the end he thought he could have won seven? You know, he was pissed off that they broke it up, that they could have won seven. It's all the slights, yeah.
Yeah.
This is how he's wired.
That's how the guy is. Exactly. That's how he's wired.
Hey, let's go to our pal Walt in Alexandria. I don't think we've heard from Walt in a while. He's on line one. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Walt, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. How are you? How you doing?
It's fine.
What's up, Walt?
Look, I got a good possibility for you. Yeah. On the guy who made Michael Jordan pizza, maybe he made two and took him on up there and said, listen, if he don't give us a real good tip, we'll give him this one. But if he tips us real good, we'll drop this one on the floor and step on it and then say, no, don't eat that one. I got another one out there. And maybe he had to go out there. What do you think about that possibility?
I love the theory, Walt.
Like a road trip thing, right?
That happened.
Yeah. Like 100%. Stuff the pizza in his pants.
Yeah.
Rub it on his Johnson.
Great
And then give it to him.
Great piece of cinematic history.
He would have been hoard if he was delivering a pizza to Scottie Pippen, right?
No tip and Pippen.
No tip and Pippen. That's right. That was his nickname.
Has bad rep.
Although Pippen comes off pretty sympathetic in all of his teammates' eyes. They all say what a great teammate Pippen is. Certainly,
but most people that watch the doc lost a little respect for Scotty.
Really?
I mean, when he says he doesn't regret, he's like, he makes no sense. When he watches the coming out of the game with 1.8 seconds left, he's like, yeah, I probably would have done it differently, but I have no regrets.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
It doesn't. But the best part of that story and what happened in that game was that Kukoc drained the three for the win. That's just perfect. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Walt, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, how you been handling these last couple months?
Well, I've had some surgery on my feet.
Oh,
and
no.
I've been waiting on them to heal. I haven't been able to go back to the hospital because, you know, they got that virus. They're not seeing anybody in the hospital right now.
Right.
But other than that, I'm trying to do all right. I'm doing well. No real problems.
Who's getting your food and everything for you?
Oh, you got. I didn't understand you.
Who's getting your food? Who's doing all your errands for you?
Well, you know, I have Meals on Wheels coming to bring my meals. And
nice.
Other than that, I have a daughter who can go out and get what I need to. Toilet paper and desanitized and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. All the essentials.
Right. You haven't been short on toilet paper, have you, Walt?
No, I got a plenty of that.
Good.
I've been getting it from Harris Teeters, and they've been keeping them a pretty good supply.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. There
nice. You go. Yeah, I think the toilet paper run is over.
I think you'll
be fine. I went there yesterday at the Safeway, and there's plenty of toilet paper. So. All right, man. Well, stay safe, buddy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Continue to hunker down, my friend.
What a nice guy. See, Walt's a guy that needs to hunker down. You know, he's got some health issues. He's way up there in age. He's a guy really, you know, got to keep an eye on.
but he's still with the Junkies.
He is. We appreciate that.
Well, what else is he going to do?
I mean, he hasn't been on in months.
Yeah,
yeah, he's been gone for a while.
I'm glad he's there. Can anybody find Blind Mook?
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, is it?
Or Derek from Logan Circle. Derek, you're not going to find him either.
May rest
Sacktown's been away for a while, too.
Sacktown. He might be gone, too. You think if Sacktown perished, we would know?
Yes.
Yes.
Son would
find
tell
out.
Us?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Phone number you want to chime in or anything? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.